Today's podcast is brought to you by the Diamond XL earrings from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You can get a pair of stunning 1-carat diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Go to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. I am Grace Curley, and you are tuned in to the Grace Curley Show on this dreary Thursday, I almost said Friday, in New England. And we're very excited about our next guest. He's been on the show many, many times, and he's got a great piece out that I wanted to talk to him about. David Marcus, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, David writes for absolutely everyone. I don't know how you do it. You push out so many columns a week. And today you have a column out at humanevents.com. And it's actually about Pat Buchanan and how he's retiring from being a columnist and why this means so much to you. It's a very personal column, David. Tell us a little bit about how Pat Buchanan kind of shaped your idea of politics and your opinions.
Yeah, so I first became sort of aware in the late 1980s when I was a teenager, because I'm old. And that was a time when both of our political parties were really moving in the direction of neoliberalism, of globalism, even the UK with like Tony Blair. And Pat Buchanan, who I first saw in the McLaughlin Group as a teenager, he wasn't. I mean, Pat Buchanan was asking questions like, why can't we have manufacturing in the United States? Why does the United States have to be the policeman of the globe? And really importantly, maybe most importantly, he was saying, why do we have to abandon our traditional Western values in favor of what we then call political correctness that we now call wokeness? And even though I was a Democrat, I grew up in Philadelphia, everyone's a Democrat, all of that stuff really appealed to me. And as I got older and I would read his columns and watch his presidential runs, he always made an enormous amount of sense to me. I always admired him. You know, and by the time you arrive at Trumpism, I realized very quickly that much of what Donald Trump was saying and supporting was coming out of that sort of Buchanan Brigade playbook.
Yeah, David, the connection's not great. I heard most of what you said. I want to pot you down for just a second here. We'll try to reestablish this connection. But I'm glad you brought up the Trump part of this column, because for people who are just tuning in, Pat Buchanan, who Howie has on his show quite a bit, they go way back, he is retiring from being a columnist, and he announced it this week. And David writes about how he remembers as a kid watching him and really kind of nodding along to a lot of the things he was saying, despite the fact that David was a Democrat. So the last thing you just said about Trump really stuck out to me in this column, because you describe what Democrats are like, or I'm sorry, what Republicans were like when you were growing up, and kind of their attitude of having to apologize for being Republicans, which is funny, David, because we were just kind of discussing this and how you can really tell right now in the Republican Party that there's no appetite for Republicans who feel as though they want that strange new respect from D.C. And Pat Buchanan, you say, he never apologized. He was very honest about what he believed, and he was very proud of what he believed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we all know that, for at least 20 years, Republicans have tied themselves up into pretzel knots out of fear of being called a racist or a bigot or a transphobe or a homophobe. And you're absolutely right that in today's political moment, the conservative movement has said enough. We're not doing this anymore. Buchanan never did. In 1992, he gave a very famous speech at the Republican National Convention that's sort of known as the culture war speech. And he warned us about all of this stuff. I mean, everything from sort of like gay marriage to the crackdowns on religious schooling. He talked about school choice. I mean, everything that conservatives care so much about right now, he was talking about in 1992. It's really kind of remarkable.
And just before we move on from Pat Buchanan, if anyone wants to check this out, it's at humanevents.com. But, you know, I've talked to him before, just really getting him on the phone for the show. And you mentioned a little bit of this. His personality, too, is just very, he always kind of has this twinkle in his eye. He takes things very seriously, but he has a good sense of humor about him. And it seems like you really admire him, David, as a person as well.
Oh, absolutely. As a person and as a writer, he's just a remarkably gifted, witty writer. And yeah, I had the chance a couple of years ago to do McLaughlin Group and sort of sit right there next to him. And yeah, he's great. I mean, he was so incredibly kind to me and I really can't say enough nice things. And as you say, it is an infectious personality, which also clearly helps in politics.
Yes, no, I would definitely agree. David, you write so much, and there's so many things I could go to right now, but I think what I heard you on today on the Daily Wires, or the Morning Wire, I think it's called, the podcast, I listen to it a lot when I'm driving into work, and you were on there to talk about cigarettes versus weed. And the first part of this I want to discuss with the listeners is why menthol cigarettes are in the news right now and what a lot of politicians, including Kathy Hochul, why they're targeting menthol cigarettes in particular.
Yeah, it's they call it health equity. I call it racism. The idea here is literally that menthol cigarettes are more popular in the black community than they are among white people who smoke. So these public health officials and others, they say, oh, well, let's just take menthol cigarettes off the market. Fewer black people will smoke and we'll have better health outcomes for black people. There's a whole lot of problems with this. The first one is that it's just so paternalistic, right? I mean, I'm a smoker and you know, I don't smoke menthols, right? And people are likely not to smoke menthols. So the government's saying to me, Dave, you can assess the risk for yourself, right? And you can decide whether you want to smoke or not. And then they're saying to the black community, you know what, we're going to make this decision for you. It's really outrageous. And beyond just that, it absolutely invites a black market. It invites an international black market. Like, we have a black market for cigarettes in the United States, but it's from low-tax to high-tax states. This is going to invite Chinese counterfeiting to the problem that Europe deals with and Australia deals with. It's just a horrible, horrible idea in every possible way.
Yeah, David, we're going to have to wrap here. The connection's not great, but we'll try to have you on again very, very soon. And if anyone wants to check out David on Twitter, it's at Blue Box Dave. He writes for so many different publications. He's got this piece out right now. He's also got a piece in the Daily Wire about Mayorkas and, of course, the Human Events piece on Pat Buchanan, which I think a lot of our listeners and Howie's listeners would really appreciate because he's a frequent guest on Howie's show as well. David Marcus, thanks so much for coming on. And I wanted to tell my audience about the Nauset Beach Inn because this is the perfect Cape Cod getaway. Cape Cod is always a win, no matter what the season. See, it gets a lot of attention, Jared, in the summer, but it should be getting attention all year round because it's beautiful in the fall. It's beautiful right now in the winter to get away for a little tranquil visit to the Nauset Beach Inn. And it's also gorgeous in the spring. And people need something to look forward to right now. They're hungering down. They're getting a little bit of those seasonal blues. And it's a good idea to book something for the Nauset Beach Inn so you can, you know, keep that in the back of your head when you're trudging through the winter.
Yeah, and springtime is a great time to go because the nights are probably still cool enough that you'll be able to enjoy sitting outside by the fire pits and looking at the stars or watching the moon rise. But it's warm enough that you won't mind walking down to the beach, which when I say walking down to the beach, you're taking maybe 20, 30 steps and you're at the water. Plus, when you're tired of being outside, you go inside to the Nauset Beach Inn, and each room has a fireplace in case it gets a little chilly at night. There's big picture windows in every room, which has a view of the ocean, and it is easily the most tranquil place I've ever been.
So it's a great place, no matter what you're looking for, but what makes it even better for our audience is the value. You can enjoy spring on the Cape with April rates at just $179.99 a night. Now, right now, to stay anywhere for that price is amazing, but especially to stay on Cape Cod for that price in the spring, or If you're more of a summer person, you can schedule now to have your summer trip set with breakfast included Memorial Day through September 20th. Get exclusive access to the only inn on the Cape Cod National Seashore. Book online now at NossetBeachInn.com. Again, that's NossetBeachInn.com. We will be right back with some of your calls, and we have a lot of stuff to still get to here. People are texting in about the document scandal and how now the GOP and Democrats are both being critical of the way Biden is handling this. You know what's really amazing is I told people yesterday, and it's only because I saw it on Twitter. I said, I think it's been like 70, 71 days since Biden has done a solo press conference. Karine Jean-Pierre actually is trying to claim that like he answers a lot of questions. The last question I heard him answer from a reporter, I think, was the Corvette question from Peter Ducey. I think that was the last time that he just took one out of the blue. And even for reporters who are so deluded and they live on an alternate reality, not even those reporters think that that's true, that this guy's answering a lot of questions. Like, oh, no, he's taking all your questions. It's very sufficient. He takes your questions all the time. Really? Because the only videos I've been seeing are Biden sitting at a table with like Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris and laughing as reporters ask questions, and then they get shuffled out of the room in a very aggressive manner by his handlers. But KJP is telling us he takes a lot of questions. Coming from the woman, Jared, who doesn't take any questions either. I mean, she at least takes them, but she doesn't answer them. She doesn't give any answer. And so we'll get to that. We'll play you some sound from Pfizer. And, of course, we've got Walker Joe coming up at 1:30. We will be right back. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley lives her life by a strict set of rules.
Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face. And that's it!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You know what we might do in the 2 o'clock? I've got some really interesting emails that came out of Hunter Biden's laptop. The laptop that just, it's like Mary Poppins' purse, I'm telling you. There's no end in sight. It is never ending, this black hole that just keeps coming out with information. And in one of the back and forth, Jared, there was like big brouhaha. Because Hunter's cousin, Caroline, she's had her fair share of run-ins with the legal system. She was trying to get him, like we figured out the rent thing. She was trying to get him to secure a place for her to live in California so that she could, it's very convoluted. But what I want to say is this, and I'll just read directly from it so we can all keep our facts straight here. But this is what I'm going to tell you. Caroline Biden, whose father I believe is Jim Biden, was reaching out to Hunter to help get Caroline on the straight and narrow. When you're reaching out, I don't think this is unfair of me to say. Is this mean? But if you're reaching out to Hunter Biden to help get somebody on the right path, that could be the first sign that you're going about this in the wrong way. We will get to that in the 2 o'clock. There's a bunch of text messages. It's very Hunter Biden-esque. A lot of spelling errors and things like that. But before we do, let's go to the callers here. James, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, James.
Howdy, Grace. Just wanted to tap into the conversation you were having about Schiff and Swalwell. And I think it's even could be an even bigger topic for call-in sometime, where we go through all the tactics that the Dems like to use. They typically can't address criticism head-on. I mean, you got to give them their due. They're really great at it. They have all kinds of tactics they use, and when they can't address the criticism head-on, they deflect to shut it down. They use various tactics. You know, for instance, if you're a minority politician, like I couldn't criticize Obama or I was a racist. And if it's a female politician, you're a misogynist. If they're a gay politician, you're a homophobe and things like that. Now, Swalwell and Schiff are white guys, so they got to use the I'm in danger for my life, you know, tactic. You're putting me in danger.
Yeah, no, James, that's an excellent point. And 617 actually is piggybacking off of that. He said, Grace, what about the death threats against the conservative Supreme Court justices when they overturned Roe? No one seemed to be concerned about their safety when they were targeting them. Yeah, and it was before they overturned Roe. It was when it was leaked out, when a draft of the Roe versus Wade opinion was leaked out, and a man was found a few streets over from one of the Supreme Court justices, Brett Kavanaugh, and he had like zip ties and all sorts of things in his backpack, and he was planning on assassinating him. And it was hard for Democrats to even denounce violence at that point, let alone to use it as an excuse for reasons where you couldn't be upset about Roe versus Wade. Did everyone stop voicing their opinion on Roe versus Wade when that guy showed up at Brett Kavanaugh's house? Of course they didn't, because that's not how things work. One side of the aisle can cling on to these accusations of like, I'm in danger, and use it as a shield, and one side can't. And I want to point something else out. So we played a lot of sound yesterday. Can we pull it up, Jared? Let's pull up the Kevin McCarthy sound, him and that activist reporter from yesterday. I just want the first cut of this reporter, where she asked this question, and people were pointing out the longer the question, the more you know you're dealing with an activist reporter. Questions typically shouldn't take over a minute and 30 seconds. So take a listen to this.
Intel committee. Is Santos on the Intel committee? Am I allowing Schiff to be on other committees? Go right ahead.
Because you have direct power over who goes on Intel, but you also will be able to raise for your full house, taking off other Democrats, perhaps Representative Omar. But you said that lying to us is something that means you should be removed from the Intelligence Committee. But why is it not a factor?
Well, let me be very clear.
This is a man who should not be on committee, something you do have power over.
He's gotten elected by his district.
All right, so now, I don't even want to hear, because Kevin McCarthy has a great response. We played it yesterday. If you missed it, go to gracecurlyshow.com and check out the podcast. But the reason I play that is because was this brave journalist, was she at the press conference yesterday when Swalwell and Schiff and Ilhan Omar were singing the blues? Because if she was, and she seems very, you know, aggressive, and she seems very hell-bent on getting to the truth of the matter as she sees it, couldn't she have asked Swalwell, excuse me, Congressman, if these are smears, can you deny the fact that you had relationships with the Chinese spy? Are you on the record to say what he is saying is false? Or better yet, if the information that he's claiming to have is not as damaging as he's purporting it to be, can you set the record straight for us right now? But of course, I have a feeling she took a vacation day yesterday. She got her shots in with Kevin McCarthy and she said, all right, I've done my job. I need to take a break from this. And this actually brings us to our poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had your insurance audited? Rizzo saved one of my coworkers over $1,700. To get your insurance audited, go to rizzoinsurance.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who are you happiest to see removed from their respective House committee? Ilhan Omar, Adam Schiff, or Eric Swalwell?
Did it change at all? Tell me that first.
It did change.
I'm voting, and I hope everyone goes to gracecurlyshow.com and backs me up on this. I'm voting for Eric Swalwell because he's so smug. He's such a never-Trumper, and he's trying to claim there's no reason to kick him off this committee when he had an intimate relationship with a Chinese spy. And for me, maybe call me old school, okay? Maybe I'm just too traditional. But for me, if having a relationship with a Chinese spy doesn't get you kicked off a House Intelligence Committee, then I don't know what does. So I'm voting for the congressman from California, not the other congressman from California, Eric Swalwell.
Eric Swalwell moved up 1%. He's now at 6%. 18% for Ilhan Omar, and Adam Schiff has gained 6%. He's up to 76%.
That's bogus. Now. That is so bogus. You guys are underrating Eric Swalwell and how annoying he can be. I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed in the voters. But
you're
you know what?
Breaking Grace's heart like you're breaking the finest glassware in the cabinet.
You know what, Jared? It's not the first time I've been disappointed with the voters. When we come back, we are going to do Woker Joke. And people are already getting on the lines. You know the deal. It's 844-500-4242. If you get on the lines and you answer correctly, you could be entered to win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria. The Wizard of Woke is in studio when we come back. 844-500-4242.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. And you know what time it is. Woker Joke is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. A gift card to Aviva Trattoria is the perfect gift for any occasion. I was able to check out their new location in Stoneham, and it was divine. I got the chicken parm, which I highly recommend. I got a Caesar salad to start and cannoli to finish. And it was all delicious.
Cannolo.
Did we decide? Is that what it is?
Cannoli is plural. Cannolo is singular.
You must be so fun at a gathering of sorts.
Well, that's the kind of institutional knowledge that comes with just, you know, being open to the world.
Yeah, everyone loves the grammar police. Yeah. I've noticed that over time. yes, but if you want to get yourself a gift card, you can go to avivatrattoria.com, and you can also find the location nearest you. Now, you heard him here first correcting me. It's Taylor Cormier, the Wizard of Woke, and that means it's time for Woke or Joke.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Ha ha ha. Pink haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
And the joke was on me. Oh no.
Alrighty, you guys know how it works. You call in 844-500-4242, and once you get on with us, Taylor's gonna read you a headline. You have to decide. Is this headline woke, as in it's real, or is it a joke? Did someone here at the Howie Carr Radio Network and at the Grace Curley Show make it up? All right, Taylor, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's start with Juanita. You're first up today on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Juanita?
I am ready.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Juanita, here's your headline. Jolly Green Giant to gain new, less lunky look as design team targets plant-based market.
Woke.
I'm sorry, it's a joke.
Nice try.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
I have a question.
Yes?
And since you are so knowledgeable, I'm sure you'll be happy to educate me on this. What was the wording you just used? Lunky?
Lunky.
I've never heard that.
Like a big lunk.
Hmm. Interesting.
Planet Fitness has the lunk alarm.
Oh, okay.
So if you're lifting things up and putting them down.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's lunky.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Well, he was.
I'm sure he's still kind of lunky.
Oh, he could beat me up.
An alligator wrangler like yourself? Yeah. I don't know about that. All right, let's go to Mark. You're next up on Woker Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Mark?
All right, let's do it.
All righty, here we go.
All right, Mark, here's your headline. British Museum stops using the word mummy out of respect for 3,000-year-old dead.
That's a joke.
It's not a joke.
Oh, no.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
I would think it would be out of respect for mummies, like mums, mothers.
That's true. It is a British museum. Mummy.
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 But it's out of respect for the mummies themselves. Are they
the
offended?
The mummified people or persons or mummified remains.
Oh, they think it's
they
like slang.
It's dehumanizing to call them just mummies. People need to realize that these were actually people.
Right, but they've passed a long time ago.
Correct.
Like, isn't there a... You have to be gone for a while to be called a mummy, right?
Well, you have to go through a certain process to become a mummy. You have to be mummified.
Well, maybe before people decide they want to be mummified, they should just sign a waiver saying, you can call me a mummy since I'm getting mummified.
Well, that's something to look at with your estate planner, Grace.
I am a solution-oriented person, obviously. This is very interesting, though. Okay, so we will not call them mummies. You really can't say anything.
Mummified persons or mummified remains.
Don't try to say aloha or shalom to a mummified person.
No.
You'll be in a lot of trouble.
Assuming a lot of things.
Yes. Let's go to Ken. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Ken?
I am. Thank you.
All right, Ken, here's your headline. New version of Jesus Christ Superstar launches with non-binary Jesus and a female Judas.
Woke.
That is woke. Very good.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Did you read that one? Oh, well, he's...
Yeah, he's giving his name and number to potentially...
He's claiming his prize.
To maybe win a gift card to Aviva Trattoria. I never was in Jesus Christ Superstar. We did Godspell, but we did not do Jesus Christ Superstar.
I dropped out of Godspell.
Really?
Too weird. I said this isn't for me.
I really liked it. I got to play the cow that they slaughtered and dragged across the stage.
Oh. Okay.
It got a lot of laughs though.
Yeah, that's why I dropped out.
Oh, I love the music too.
We beseech thee, hear us.
I was thinking of I can't even remember it. Now I can't. But you know what's Jesus Christ Superstar? Jesus Christ Superstar.
I've never seen it.
I haven't either. I just know that one song.
I have. Meh.
It's just okay?
I come across that album all the time. It's always in a stack of records somewhere. It's always in that bin.
It's hippie nostalgia, really. That's all it is.
I have a question, though. So Judas will be played by who?
A female.
A female.
Yeah, a lot of the disciples. This was the Edinburgh University, again, back in Britain. And they decided to blind cast, not based on gender, these roles, just to give the play a twist, a modern twist.
Have you ever seen the movie, and I have a feeling you probably haven't, but Along Came Polly?
No.
Where the guy wants to play both characters, so they have to make an announcement over the speaker, and they say the parts of Jesus and Judas will be played by one person.
Interesting.
That's all I can think of. All right, let's go to Janice. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Janice?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, Janice, here's your headline. Water from Splash Mountain selling for up to $10,000 on eBay after ride closes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, what?
I mean joke. I'm sorry, I'd say joke.
It is woke.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Janice.
Not a joke.
You sound
not a joke.
Like such a sweet lady too. So I'm sorry you lost. So Splash Mountain is closing. I blame this on Disney adults.
Now, yeah.
This is the fault of Disney adults that this is happening.
Explain that.
Like adults who love Disney World and go to Disney, which is fine. I don't care. Whatever you like, you like.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're paying $10,000 for some dirty water. That's out of control.
Dirty racist water if it comes from the Splash Mountain,
right?
Oh, is that why they're closing it? Because it's racist? Oh, this is like a woke or joke.
Racist origins. It was based on some of the characters come from the movie.
Tar Baby out there.
Song of the South. So that's why Brer Rabbit?
Brer Rabbit, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. So why do people want this racist water?
Because they're nostalgic. They want a piece of history, I guess. A reusable bottle with 10 ounces was listed for $7.99. A plastic...
Reusable?
Yeah. A plastic, it's economical.
Unless it's sealed, I'm not buying it. Does it come with a certificate of authenticity?
Not, these are people that are like in the flumes filling up.
Flumes?
Yeah, the log flumes. Have you never been on Splash Mountain, Grace?
I have, but it's been a long time. See, I went when I was a child.
Okay. Rude.
So I don't remember these things as vividly.
Wow, that's a fine zippity-doo-dah.
Disney World's just for children.
It is. It's like Christmas. It's for kids.
Took Harrison there. He loved it. But you go on the flume and they're dipping their plastic reusable water bottles into the water and filling them up. And there's a mason jar with 4 ounces of water for $149.95. Today, one 16.9-ounce bottle was going for $10,000.
That is so sad.
39 bids on it.
Wait, I have a question. The people who are getting this flume water, are they... from Disney, or are they just on the ride?
They're on the ride.
How can you even verify that it's true Splash Mountain water? Who's to stop me from grabbing one of Howie's old mugs and filling it up with water here and saying, oh, look what I have, some Disney water for you?
Yeah, I don't know how you would test it to make sure that this was, I mean, it's not like there's DNA specific to Splash Mountain.
But you know what? Honestly, I'm going to say something and people are going to come at me and I don't really care.
Okay.
If you're paying $10,000 for water from Splash Mountain and you get scammed, that's on you.
Well, you wouldn't know you'd get scammed unless the seller told you, gotcha.
$10,000.
I imagine there's like a documentation, like they video themselves taking the water from the ride and
this
know.
Just gets weirder and weirder.
Oh, Disney people, not all of them, but some can be very weird.
Splash Mountain.
A lot of lone adults walking around last time I was there.
I did click on the article when it said this famous Disney ride, because for a second I thought it was the Tower of Terror that was getting closed down, because that's like one of the old ones, right?
Right.
It's been around for a while.
That's still there. The one in Disneyland, I think,
in California, it's
to a Guardians of the Galaxy.
Have you ever been to the one in Disneyland?
Oh, yeah. I went to, when I lived out there, I worked for ABC, which was Disney. So I went, I had a pass. So I went to Disneyland quite a bit, actually.
Humble brag.
Silver pass.
Pass.
Silver pass, excuse me.
Was it nice, Disneyland?
Yeah, it was very nice.
I heard it's nothing compared to Disney World.
Well, it's a lot smaller.
The actual, and not with the California Adventure side, but the entire Disneyland main park can fit in the parking lot at Epcot Center.
We've spent way too much time on this already, but I could talk about Disney for another 20 minutes.
Doesn't sound like you want to.
Unrelated, because I went to Disney so much, I get a jar of water if anybody out there wants. You can text in.
You can trust Jared. He's not like
it's
the others.
It's only $20 million.
Let's go to Scott. You're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Scott?
I am ready. You guys do a great job. This is Scott the Cashew Guy.
Oh, I love Scott, and I love the cashews that you bring us. Thank you very much. Okay, here's your headline.
All right, Scott, here's your headline. Try these stigma-breaking tips to fight Valentine's heteronormativity.
I'd have to say that's woke.
I'm sorry, Scott the Cashew Guy. It's a joke.
That's a good one, though, because it is
that
time
of
year.
That's not true.
You're going to start hearing about how Valentine's Day is rooted in racism or something.
Are we back to being able to buying M&Ms? Has that been cleared up?
Yeah, as far as like what us as a company, like if you...
No, I don't do anything because this company tells me to in my personal life.
I was going to say, I don't think Howie cares if you buy M&Ms. Do you care?
I like the peanut ones.
Is it going to keep you up at night is the question.
I just don't want any Feminems.
They had no idea Excellent. It was going to cause such a stir. Let's go to Tony. You're up next. Are you ready for your headline, Tony?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, Tony, here's your headline. Aretha Franklin's song, A Natural Woman, blasted by fake transgender activists.
That is unfortunately woke.
It is.
It is.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Very good, Tony. This one really upset me because this is one of my favorite karaoke songs.
This one gets a little meta. So there was this group that put out a statement saying that this song has inspired a lot of hatred toward the transgender community, and they requested that it be taken down from Apple Music and Spotify. So media outlets started reporting on this tweet. Then the group had to come out and say, we're satire. We're like the Babylon Bee. But it wasn't clearly labeled as such. Their profile wasn't clearly labeled as such.
Yeah, and this is something that, in this case, it's a clear, you know, miscommunication.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
But in some cases, what bothers me with this woke stuff is that a small group of people will put together some petition to change a name at Trader Joe's, and big outlets pick it up, and then it becomes this big story when really it's like, it's not.
Well, that's what they hope for. That's just good PR.
Yeah, that is good PR. You're right about that. Let's go to Michael. You're up next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Michael?
I am. Thank you.
All right, Michael, here's your headline. Local ward bans charcoal grill use in effort to combat climate change and closed-mindedness.
Everything's been woke so far, so let's go with joke.
That is a joke. Very good.
Taylor doesn't like when people figure out
that. By the way,
that
was a joke.
The
it's
algorithm.
Not true.
Yeah. Good job, Michael. Let's go to Ed. You're next up. Are you ready for your headline, Ed?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, Ed, here's your headline. Language learning app to offer modules to teach inclusive speech to all ages.
I'm going to say that's woke.
It is a joke, sir.
Do we have time for one more?
That's not true.
Time for one more.
Am I about to say this person's name wrong?
I don't know. I didn't screen them.
Doc, you're up next. Did I get that right, Doc? Is it Dawn? Well, maybe it's nothing. Hello, are you there? Okay. Well, we're going to end it there then. I don't know if it was Doc or Dawn. We will never know. Do you have any more you want to throw at me here really quick before the break?
All right, let's do one. Math education discriminates against queer trans students, professor argues.
Woke.
Yeah, that's woke.
See, math...
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Math being racist is something that actually comes up quite a bit.
But this isn't racism. It's
sexism?
Anti-LGBTQism.
Oh, true.
It's not math itself. It's just the math field that they say is predominantly white cis individuals working in it.
When I think about it, a lot of my math teachers when I was younger, white men.
It's about as bland as career as you're going to find.
Oh, my God. We are really, we're going to set the internet ablaze here. Now Taylor's going after the math teachers of America?
Math, we need them. I'm not saying anything, but I found math boring.
Yeah, well, we both obviously did. That's why we're in radio. 844-
X over Y equals yikes.
844-500-4242. Thank you to everyone for playing. Thank you to Taylor for coming in. We will be right back after the break. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
So glad to find out that that's fake news, because when I thought it was real, I was upset, because I love that song. I love Aretha Franklin, and that is one of my favorite karaoke songs. And you know what I think they're going to come after next is that other one. How does it go? He goes, I am invincible. I am woman. If they come after that song. Even the satire groups, if the satire groups do that, I will not be happy. Hey, we got to give you a headline here because I have a few people on Twitter and they are Biden fanatics. They are big, big, big Joe Biden fans. And when I don't mention any good news for Joe Biden, they'll tweet at me and they'll say, you forgot to mention. Didn't hear you mention the great Biden news. So for all those people out there, this one's for you, okay? The U.S. GDP grew at 2.9% pace in the fourth quarter as the economy cools. The U.S. economy ended 2022 on solid footing, but momentum
is back.
Momentum seems to have cooled slightly as consumers confront the dual threat of stubbornly high inflation and rising interest rates. This is from Fox Business. So now I'm wondering, will Joe Biden come out and speak today? Because he loves nothing more than a little victory lap. And at the same time, though, you come out and speak, there's always a chance you might be asked a question. And with Joe, it's like when you give a mouse a cookie. There's always a chance that he could actually answer said question. We're going to talk about the Bidens. We're going to play the sound from Project Veritas, which I know I've been teasing for far too long. And we're going to take your calls. Also, Christopher Ray with some private jet news. Tons to get to. Don't go anywhere.
My first appointment when I get back to New England in May is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think that your mouth issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take too many visits that you give up before making that phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? When you think of prioritizing your needs for 2023, put yourself and your health first. There is a reason people say, have a happy, healthy new year. Health is number one. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can. Make your health a priority in 2023. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com.